Students and employees of Georgian College marked the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation Thursday by placing orange rocks along the newly named Truth and Reconciliation Trail at the Orillia campus to remember the lives lost at residential schools in Canada. Painted rocks were left at the beginning of the trail so those who couldn't attend the event could place a rock at a later time, reflect on lives lost and their role in reconciliation. Earlier in the week, people gathered to paint the rocks orange in preparation for today's ceremony. The naming of the trail on our campus as the Truth and Reconciliation Trail is an opportunity for our community to move reconciliation forward through education, shared responsibility and action, said Mary Louise Noche, Dean, Human Services and Community Safety. Each rock that we painted orange represents a child's life lost, and the placing of the rock on the campus trail memorializes and commemorates the painful legacy and serves to create opportunities for ongoing and continuous learning. Mercedes Jacko, Orillia Campus Indigenous Student Advisor, led employees and students in a circle after the rocks were placed along the trail. The circle provided space for participants to share their truths, stories and intentions moving forward in reconciliation, said Jacko. There was also a community event in Orillia today. This is a special day. We have a long way to go, plus making the most out the first hashtag National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is imperative. Take time to educate yourself, plus to reflect on Indigenous issues such as the legacy of hashtag residential schools inspiring turnout in at City of Orillia pic.twitter.com/LWN80T7C. Steve Clark, at Clark for Orillia. September 30, 2021 About 200 people, many wearing orange shirts, gathered in front of the Orillia Opera House at noon before walking, together, down Mississauga Street to Couchiching Beach Park where a ceremony took place. There were special speakers, drumming, an honor song and jingle dancers in addition to a group round dance. A sacred fire was also lit at the Orillia Native Women's Group facility on Matchedash Street. Earlier in the day, staff at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital welcomed Rama First Nation Chief Ted Williams and other dignitaries to an outdoor healing circle.